We are not just citizens of this nation. We are citizens of heaven. And we are conduct ourselves differently from those who are fighting from different sides. Because there's only one side that we should take.
That was Pastor Nixon Nang in one of our monthly Every Nation Philippines staff meetings. Pastor Nixon talks about the nature of the church and how we can walk together to pursue God's call. How does physically gathering together affect the way we grow, serve, and lead together? Welcome to the Leading Together podcast, where we take an inside look at how we develop a leadership culture at Victory and Every Nation Philippines. We hope this helps you lead better together with others wherever God has called you to lead. I'm Ryan, I'm part of our staff in Victory and Every Nation Philippines. We're glad to have you listen to this episode of Leading Together.
My only hope and help today, and my only confidence in preaching the word to all of you is because we are simply looking at the word of God as an authority for what we're going to say about the church and church planting. So, okay, but say, are you ready to receive from the word of the Lord? Okay. So, you might be thinking, church and church planting, bakit nasa Genesis 28 verse 3? So today, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into a bit into ecclesiology. No, kasi, sino sa inyo nakapansin ng during the pandemic, not just the pandemic, let's say, during the time of our very polarized season in politics, many people have different opinion of what the church should be and what the church should do. Daming opinion. During the pandemic, di ba? Siyempre, nag-video tayo. We started to video. Biglang, and video is fantastic. Thank God for technology. How many of you are grateful for technology? But if we are not careful, if we're not able to look at the Word of God, we might find ourselves going to a place where it would somehow diminish the work of God through His church. And so that's why we need to go back to the Word of God. We need His Word to recalibrate us, lalo na ngayon, we are going back to normalcy. We are starting to come back to church, and of course, all of us have different opinions of how to do church. And I hope that when we do church, as a church, we do it not just based on our opinion, but from the eternal Word of God. And so, this is my hope as we go through this for the next 2 to 3 hours. I'm just kidding. Kinabahan silang namutla si Pastor Gilbert. Nagkamali ata ako. Okay. In the next few minutes, which no one believes, we will somehow take a look from the Old Testament until the New Testament about the nature and the structure of the church. Because that's what ecclesiology is all about. The study of the nature, what the church should be. But during the time of the polarized nature of our season, recent past, many have opinions about the nature of the church. Dapat yung church ganito. It's a battle between the Autobots and the Decepticons. That's a wrong reference, but you know what I mean. You know, it's this and that. And so, what is really the nature and the structure? When you say the nature of the church, that's very prescriptive, and that's, we're going to take a look at that at the scripture, in scripture. We cannot prescribe the nature. God is the one who prescribes what the church should be. In terms of its structure, you will see that we have a bit of elbow room. That's why throughout church history, there are different liturgical forms that has developed because the structure is a bit different. So ecclesiology is diving into the nature and the structure of the church. Now we will go veer towards the nature more, and hopefully as we have conversations, we will come up with, although meron na tayong structure, don't get me wrong. I believe we have a very good one. In fact, much of our conversation in the past weeks have been about liturgy, which is after letter F. Okay? With that said, let me begin before I veer off everywhere else. Now, you might be again wondering, just like what I said a while ago, why start with Genesis chapter 28, verse 3? Does Genesis have something to say about the church? Well, not the church per se, but Genesis chapter 28, verse 3 is somehow a part of the Abrahamic covenant where God comes and by his grace picks Abraham to bless the whole world through his family. But at the time when the blessing went to Jacob, God used a certain word, which is this. From a family, a clan, now God uses a certain word, company. After Genesis, this word is going to be used as what? As the word assembly. And that time and time and again, you will see this word being used because God intends his people to come together. To gather. Now, I know you will qualify gathering. Eh, pag nag-zoom ka naman, nag-gather ka na. Let me talk about that a bit later. But here, the descriptive nature of gather or company is that you are together embodied. In much of the usage of assembly, even down to the post-exilic time, in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, when this word is used, it is used normally to talk about how the people of God would come together to hear his word, much like what we're doing now. Because we need to hear the word of God as a community, together, and for the most part, when an assembly happens, the preaching of the word, and I say this again and again, is one way. It's not a conversation. Ang hilig natin ngayon sa, you know, we need conversations. Now, in as much as conversation is needed, we have a venue for that. The victory group. Diba? Sana naman may victory group tayong lahat dito. But whenever there's an assembly where we are gathered to hear the word of God, it is one way because it is incumbent for the people who are hearing the word of God to first receive it and process it, not push back on it. Hilig natin ngayon eh. Push back. Hindi muna. Magpa-push ka muna. Wala muna yung back. Okay? Because sometimes, meron ka na agad sasabihin. How many of you have done this, no? You read a passage of scripture, you pushed on it, later to find out, tama pala siya. Nga pala, no? And that is what happens during this kind of an assembly. Now, there would be numerous of scripture to point out where this word comes out. Even to the post, is it Ezra and Nehemiah? This is very rich in terms of assembling the people so that they could hear and the word of God may be taught. So ang nature pala, dati pa lang, wala pa yung word na church. This has already been happening long time ago. Descriptively, God has been showing again and again, we need to come together. Of course, may mga circumstances that may prevent us, but we cannot deny what the biblical truth is telling us about coming together. And alam niyo, pag binasa niyo yung bawat isa, grabe, the gathering is about the Passover. And how many of you today, when we gather and do the sacraments, oh, that's a foreshadowing. Makikita mo yung pattern talaga. And so, today, of course, because of the advent of technology, ang dami nang sinasabi. In fact, as we move over to the New Testament, Jesus, so kung ang first mention about the assembly is by God blessing Jacob, the first mention of this word assembly is Jesus as he talked about the concept of the church. So itong church na to, which is alam niyo ito eh, kasi lagi naman natin pinag-uusapan to, which is the word ecclesia, which means, ek means is out, ecclesia, kaleo, to call out to an assembly. So ayun pa rin yun. In fact, in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, every time the word company and assembly is encountered, it is translated in the Greek as ecclesia. So if you want to trace ecclesia from the Old Testament, it starts in Genesis chapter 28, verse 3. Make no mistake, we are to gather together. Now, of course, hindi naman tayo yung may first technology. Nung time after Jesus, nagkaroon naman ng technology, may letter writing na. In fact, our Apostle Paul, made use of and took advantage of that by writing what we call now as the New Testament. He wrote it, but every time he would write it, he would always say, I would like to come. I would like to be with you. And John would say, so that your joy may be complete. Because whether we like it or else, what a choice. If we give up the gathering, we are missing out on a very huge, substantive, and essential part of gathering together. Let me give you some example. Okay naman ang video. Kita mo na nga ngayon. Dati sulat lang, ini-imagine mo pa. Actually, the best processor is our brain. May imagine. Ito yung ginagawa niya. Ngayon, titingnan mo na lang. Now, a screen can give you the chance to observe, observation. But the problem with the screen is it diminishes drastically and limits your participation. Imagine, how would you do ushering and smile at someone on the screen? Diba? Hirap eh. Tapos pagka Facebook yan, talagang emoticon to the max. Kahit galit ka na, emoticon pa din, masaya. Hirap. There's observation, there's watching. But how many of you have missed the participation? Meron siyang ano, it can transmit information. See, everyone can hear the information I'm transmitting. But it's severely limited in transmitting emotion and intentions. Which is very important. Information in itself is just a part of the communication process. Your emotions, your nonverbals, your intentions are equally important to decipher the message. Instruction can be transmitted. However, severely limits impartation. Except kung siguro pag si na Bishop Ferdy, si na Doc June, eh pag nag-preach, parang lumalabas yung kamay dun. Pag nanonood ako, na, I believe, kahit di ka mabibili, believe ka eh. Si Bishop Ferdy, pag ay di ka nabibili, bibilib ka talaga. Bakit? The force pa lang. Kahit sa video, di ba? Sino sa inyo, pag sila nandito, di ba? Kahit sa video, tumba ka eh. So may mga exceptions naman tayo. Okay? A few that I know of. Just in front of me. Lagot ako dito, mamaya. Okay. Papakabait na ako. And so, as Jesus speaks of the church, make no mistake, the nature of calling out everyone to an assembly is non-negotiable. Even with all of the great technology we have. So let's take a look at this assembly, this togetherness. Kasi last time we talked about being together, shared life, shared location, shared mission, and that's all good. Pero okay ba, naliman pa natin ng konti? Because the epistles, the different epistles, which represents the different church planting efforts. Yung lumalabas ng church planting. The different church planting effort of Paul. And so we're going to take a look at only three epistles. Kasi pag tingnan natin lahat, di tayo matatapos. Three epistles. And we're going to take a look at the pattern in terms of what does a call to assembly mean? What does it look like for us? To assemble. Hindi nyo na po. Okay. So, let's take a look at three verses. Okay na? Victory, assemble. Okay na. Namatay. A moment of silence, please. A joke just died. Okay. In Philippians, in Colossians and Ephesians, not to mention Thessalonians, has a phrase that me and Doc June has been talking about. And this is the phrase, a manner of life worthy. To walk a manner worthy of the Lord. Urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the call. Usap kami ni Doc June about that. Almost all of it talks about walking in a manner. Peripateo, meaning when you walk, you are conscious about your perimeter. Peri. And being mindful. That's why as Christians, we are mindful of how we live. This word life is a more involved term. Because in Philippians, it talks about the citizenship. Our citizenship which is in heaven. So this word, the manner of life, a life that is under governance, particularly the governance of God. Actually, yung word palang na yan, matuturuan na tayo how we should conduct ourselves in the midst of political polarization. Because we are not just citizens of this nation. We are citizens of heaven. And we are conduct ourselves differently from those who are fighting from different sides. Because there's only one side that we should take. Ako, sarap himayin ito. But what I want to focus on is the word worthy. The word of God talks about this word, worthy. If we're gonna assemble together, there is a manner by which we should walk together so that we would be worthy of the, what? The calling, this gathering. Now, itong worthy na to, ano ba ibig sabihin ito? Now, in its original form, it is a word that where we get the word axis. Kala mo pag worthy has something to do with value. Meron naman. Pero unang-unang tingin mo, the word that it came from is the word axis. Now, pag ako, sinabihan mo ako ng axis, ang unang naalala ko, earth science. Diba? Umiikot about an axis. And an axis is very important. It is the center. Normally, it's found, it goes to the center of mass of a heavenly body. And then the heavenly body rotates about that axis. And alam natin, especially in particular for the earth, if we just tilt the axis a bit, life is unlivable. If the axis were to be misplaced, life is unlivable. And for many of us, sometimes because our axis, our center has moved, we have moved our center from the gospel, from Christ, life together has become unlivable. Nag-aaway-away tayo. Churchmates, ang tagal nagsama. Nagkaibahan lang ng kulay. Nagtalikuran na. Balik tayo dito. Diba? Is it worth it? The Word of God says no. Ang question natin sa isa't isa ngayon is where is your axis? Are we still centered on what really matters for us? Or has our center moved somewhere else? And in everything we post, in everything we think about, that has become the center of our lives. And thus, life with each other has become unbearable. Away-away tayo. Grabe, no? Just one word. Speaks volumes to the way that we should conduct our lives. Pero ang totoo pa lang, usage nitong axis na to is not this one. Although it speaks into it. It really is about a weighing scale. And this is the axis. It is describing in the marketplace, pag narinig yung word na yan, worthy, you imagine yourself walking in the agora, and while you're buying certain, you know, goods, there's a certain standard of weight na gusto mo, tapos inalagay doon yung, kunyari, 10 pounds. Maglalagay siya ng bato na 10 pounds or whatever, metal, a standard measure. And then maglalagay siya ng 10 pounds worth of, let's say, carne. De karne, di ba? In English lang yung karne. Carne. So malalaman mo, ah, ito yung standard. Ito yung weight. Ito yung value. Ito pala, ibig sabihin, now that we have Jesus in our lives, how do we conduct ourselves in such a way that it measures up? Kaya pala, pag titingnan mo yung assembly and togetherness ng church, may measure pala siya. Kala natin walang measure. Minsan iniisip natin, yung church naman kasi nebulous togetherness. No, it's not. It's not nebulous. It's clear. The nature of our togetherness is clear. It could be measured. And the word that was used is a marketplace term where every day they used to measure things of value to them, such as food. So it is with this in mind that we now take a look quickly at these three verses we talked about. When you go to Colossians, it says, only let your manner be worthy of the gospel of Christ. So that whether I come to see you or am absent, I may hear of you and you are standing firm. One spirit, one mind. Striving side by side for the what? What are we striving for? A personality? An ideology? Or is it the faith of the gospel? If there's anything that we should be one with each other with and strive together, yung iba pwedeng bitawan, ito hindi. And not frightened in anything by your opponents. There is opponents of the gospel, sometimes within the church. And they veer us away from what we should be fighting for. And let us chase all over, forgetting why we're here, the nature of the church. Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. So from Philippians, we go to Colossians. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor June, for this. Fully pleasing Him, pleasing to Him. Who are we to please? Not personalities. We are to please bearing fruit in every good work. Question, what fruit have we been bearing for the past few months? Malaking question yan. Increasing in the knowledge of God. How has our knowledge increased? Being strengthened with all power. Please, ito ang ganda nito. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. The sad thing about the pandemic and whatever we have faced is that it seems like many of us have lost the ability to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And we blame others pag wala tayong strength. Even the church. I want you to know that it is part of our responsibility to find strength in God. So, wag natin isisi sa iba. Hindi kasi ako kinausap eh. Sorry ah, kasi lahat naman tayo may pinagdadaanan din naman. And it's important for us in the Bible. It says, being strengthened with all power according to God's word. For all what? Para meron kang endurance. Endurance meaning what? Being able to bear under the weight. Because there is a weight that we are to carry in life. And as we bear the gospel. With endurance and patience. With joy. Hindi yung galit ka. Sumusunod naman ako kay Lord eh. Parang utang na loob ni Lord na sumusunod tayo sa Kanya. Nag-church pa rin ako. With joy naman, isama niyo naman yung joy. Giving thanks. What? Giving what? You know what's the biggest antidote to grumbling? Gratitude. If we find ourselves grumbling, gratitude. And you know what the gratitude is for? Man, the undeserving, unqualified, wretched person that I am has a share in the inheritance of the saints in life. Yung mga pinaglalaban, whatever we're fighting for, It's nothing compared. Natalo si ganon, nanalo si ganyan. Nothing compared to be qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. Grabe talaga, dun pa lang. Unless I come to a close, which is not true. This is just to alleviate the anxiety of Chris. Si Chris, lumilipat-lipat na si Chris. Alam mo, pag lumilipat-lipat na si Chris, mahaba na to, mahaba na. Pag tumaryo na si Pastor Gilbert, wala na akong trabaho, so bibilisan na natin to. Ephesians, as I try to end. This is not for a lack of trying. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you. Urge, there's a sense of urgency. This is not, when you hear this, this is not something you just take lightly. Walk in a manner worthy of the calling you have been called. With all, kasama sa calling natin yung humility. Bakit? We will be corrected. We need to be teachable. With all humility, with all gentleness. Pag tayo naman yung nagsasabi, minsan nahihirapan yung tao kasi nasaktan. Anong gagawin natin? Gentleness. What does gentleness mean? To lend your strength to the one who has lesser strength. That is what gentleness. Kaya pag gentleman ka, di ba? Bubuksan mo yung pinto, kakargahin mo yung ano. Why? You are lending your strength so that someone's load will be gaanized. Wouldn't be lighter for those English-speaking people to be lightened. Ito pa. Bearing with one another in love. That word bear has in it the word really forgiveness. Because forgiveness is about bearing an offense. Kasi pag nag-forgive ka, you're bearing the cost and the weight of the offense. Pag nag-lash out ka, you are letting the one you're lashing out to bear the consequence of the offense. You know what we're called to do? We are to bear. Kakargahin natin yung offense out of love. Tingnan mo yung paligid mo. Sino ang kailangan mong i-bear? Verse 3. Eager. So may urge na. May urge na sa umpisa. May eager pa. Double redundancy for the second time around. Again and again. There is a surge. Saan yung sense of urgency? Maintain the unity of the Spirit. To maintain. Do you know? We are to have a sense of urgency. Kasi mga tao ngayon, pagka nagkagalitan, look around the room, tingnan mo, baka nasa kabila yung kagalit mo. Ang iniisip lang natin, maayos din yan balang araw pagdating ng takdang panahon. That is not what eager is. Eager is finding a way. Ito lang, ito, many people think that unity and peace is just about not being angry with each other. Hindi na ako galit sa kanya, okay na ako. No, do you know that this talks about reconciliation and peace here means this, that you are not just not exhibiting madness or anger, but it means that you're willing to work with the person in love. Pag meron kang nakita sa office na to, sa environment na to, sa church mo na hindi mo malapitan, hindi mo tingnan, pero pag tinanong, hindi naman ako galit sa kanya. Pag nandyan lang siya, wala ako. Wala naman ako sinasabi. Pero yung puot sa dibdib mo, di ba? Okay lang naman. Okay lang. Yung binabanggit yung pangalan, okay lang ako. Yung okay mo, yung talagang lumalabas yung... Sinabi nga, okay lang eh. Ganun-ganun ka pa, mayroon pang ano eh, aftershock. Okay na. Eager to maintain. Question, today, looking, dito, sana bago tayo lumabas, dito pa lang sa room na to, settle na natin. Hindi yung may sasabihin ka sa likod ng isang tao, man, tigilan na natin yan. Umarap tayo sa tao, kausapin natin mabuti, and we are eager to maintain the unity in the bond of peace. Because peace, folks, peace is not just the absence of turmoil. The peace that is shalom means this, wholeness. Tandaan mo ha, pag hindi mo makausap ang isang tao, hindi yan whole, may fracture yan, kaya hindi mo makausap eh. Tapos ang excuse mo, okay lang ako. I'm fine. Really? Is that what you call shalom? Irene? Peace? No. And I know not to belittle the offenses and hurt that you have. Sometimes the only recourse is to understand that peace is not a state of being. It is a person. As I end, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, for he himself, who is he himself? Jesus is our peace. Going back to the person and the work of Jesus Christ, who, though we are undeserving, kung meron dapat makancel, kung meron dapat maisang tabi, exhibit A, but he is our peace. Who has made us both one, broken down in his flesh, the dividing wall of hostility. Ang problema ngayon, all of our FB wall has been building a wall of hostility. Our whatever wall we have, sabi, hey Jesus, tinanggal na yung dividing wall na yan eh. So all of our walls should not be dividing us. It should be uniting us. Be careful what you put in your wall, because he is our peace, who has torn down the wall of division, of hostility. And that's why we can go back to 28:3 and say this. May the Lord bless us and make us what? Fruitful and multiply. Before we even venture in planting churches, we must understand what kind of church are we to plant? What is the nature of that church? And then the word of God says, be blessed, fruitful, and multiply. Let me pray. Father, today, thank you for your word that would guide us and help us. The Lord, bless us, Lord. Bless the works of our hands, Lord, that even as we understand what it means to be the church, Lord, you will bless us and make us fruitful and multiply and to become a company of people. All for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was an encouraging message from Pastor Nixon on what it means to be the church. Here are some questions you can reflect on or discuss with someone. 1. How does physically gathering with the church community affect the way you follow Jesus? 2. Is there someone that God wants you to be reconciled with? What step can you intentionally make to restore your relationship with this person? As we live out the kind of church that God wants us to be, may we continue to walk together in the manner worthy of His calling, eager to maintain unity among each other. Thanks for listening. If this has been helpful for you, feel free to share and discuss it with someone you think will be encouraged by this podcast. If you are not part of a Victory group yet, visit victory.org.ph to find a church near you and get connected. See you in the next episode of Leading Together.